Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You sumbitches, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power. Black power and more black power to my people. This is your brother. Soldier in the war with you, your comrade in arms, Sean Kwali. I'm broadcasting live once again from the hills and the snows of North America. And as always, it's a privilege, it's a joy, it's an honor, it's a blessing to be talking to you from this platform that we consider and call Black Power Radio. And hell, we, you know, as the Black Power generals say, we won't be long, but we must be strong. We must be strong tonight. Tonight we are coming at you on this, what they call Hump Day. On Hump Day with the national chairman. That's right, the five-star general, that brother who was trained right underneath the Black Power general for years, battle-tested. Battle scarred, but not battle fatigued. Still in the war. Still in the war, kicking, stomping. Black boots stomping a mud hole in the crackers behind. I'm talking about doctor and attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. That's what I'm talking about. Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. He's going to be on with us tonight. And his topic, he told me to make sure that I get this title in and get it right. The topic is Khalid Muhammad, spirituality and the Republican attack on the new Black Panther Party. Khalid Muhammad, spirituality and the Republican attack on the new Black Panther Party. And I mean, that's real. That's real. We taking all kind of hits, family. We taking all kind of hits. The new Black Panther Party, it just seemed like, you know, we straight up have become public enemy number one. But I'm going to tell y'all, as a revolutionary, as a warrior, as a freedom fighter, hell, as the Black Power General says, it's the greatest honor that can be bestowed on any people at any time. And I'm going to tell y'all straight. If the cracker ain't messing with you, if you ain't upsetting no crackers, if you ain't upsetting the beast, you better check your revolutionary thermometer. That's really to anybody, any organization, anyone, anywhere in the hills of North America and abroad. If the cracker ain't messing with you, if you ain't on the radar for being a revolutionary, for being a warrior, for being a freedom fighter, you better check your thermometer. You better check your temperature and see where you stand in the eyes of your people and in the eyes of the ancestors, because, hell, we banging for black power. We fighting for freedom. We are working to build a nation of our own, full of independence for our people, because we know already that we can't catch no freedom in the hells of North America. You know damn well you ain't caught no freedom in the hells of North America. We don't have freedom. We don't enjoy equal rights. You know what I mean? Your skin is still your sin in the hands of North America. And to make it even more messed up, this colony and this corporation was built on the backs of blacks and built on the backs of you and my mothers and fathers. So we say the hell with it. If we can't find peace in this, then we got to separate. We got to separate. Separation is the best and only solution, and revolution is the only and best solution. And so this is why it's the time now for the national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, to go into it like he going to go into it. You know what I mean? Because, hell, we got law to sleep. Most of you, many of you, I can't say most, but many of you got lulled to sleep with this whole integrationist movement. You got put straight to sleep, and hell, many of us ain't even trying to wake up. Now you, instead of looking for your black queen and your black king, you looking for Miss Sally. You looking for Miss Susie. You're trying to snuggle up with some old snow bunny, and you're losing yourself in the mix. We got to bring you black to yourself, black man and black woman. This is Black Power. We got to bring you black to yourself. We got to help you and me to walk in the light of a brighter sun and walk into the light of Africa, walk into the light of Nubia and Kush and Kemet and all of our former empires that now are overrun with Caucasian colonies, huh? The whole earth. The whole earth belongs to the original black man and black woman, but our power has been usurped through a technology and a system that keeps us divided amongst ourselves. The national chairman is going to go into all of that, so we want to welcome you all. For those of you who it's your first time listening, we want to welcome you to Black Power Radio. And we want to say that if at any time this show becomes depressurized, we want you to look above your head and reach up and grab the oxygen mask that will fall from the compartment. And we want you to resuscitate the person next to you. And then we want you to put securely around yourself the mask on yourself. And we want you to hold tight to your seat because, and holding tight to your seat will become a flotation device at any time that this cabin becomes depressurized or at any time we hit some rough, bumpy water. And we will say to the crackers that are listening right now on Black Power Radio, we will say, buckle up, it's gonna be a bumpy ride. It's gonna be a bumpy ride. Hey, you better go tell Sally. You better go tell Susie. You better go tell Hannah. It's gonna be a bumpy ride tonight. We ain't taking no prisoners. Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, Khalid Muhammad, the Honorable Khalid Abdul Muhammad, going into that spirituality and going off into your Republican right white wingers. Hell. And we got our sights set on plenty others, but tonight we just gonna deal with it. I mean, everything is politics, family. Everything is politics. Chairman Fred Hampton Sr. taught you that years ago in the Black Panther Party. Everything is politics. When we talk about the damn right, we ain't just talking about casting no ballots and voting for one oppressor over the other oppressor. We are talking straight up about liberation. We're talking about fighting against an oppressor that keeps our people in this condition that we now face. We're talking about breaking a capitalistic, lying, devilish system. We're talking about stopping the black-on-black violence that is a symptom and a subculture from being capitalized and oppressed and colonized. We're talking about all this. We got 10 points that we bring to your face, and we're going to bring it harder to your face going into 2011. And if you have not made up in your mind by now to roll with the new Black Panther Party, something is wrong with you. I'm going to tell you straight up. It is so simple to be a member of the new Black Panther Party. This ain't no damn Masons and no elk. You don't come in and make no sign and knock on the door, you know what I mean, a certain amount of times and cross the burning sand and none of that type of stuff. This is the type of organization where if you recognize you have been bit by a rabid dog and a rabid system and your people will not be free unless we organize in a revolutionary way and do for ourselves this is the type of organization where if you're that kind of brother and that kind of sister, you fit right on in. If you love you some Kwame Ture, formerly known as Stokely Carmichael, if you love you some Imam Jamil Alameen, formerly known as H. Rap Brown, if you love you some Huey P. Newton or some Bobby Seale or some Angela Davis or some Masada Shakur or some Marcus Mosiah Garvey or some Honorable Elijah Muhammad or whatever you love, if you love that and you love them leaders, then you should be with the new Black Panther Party today. Why do I say that? Because we got an umbrella for everybody. We got an umbrella for everybody. Every single bird can find refuge underneath this house. It don't matter where you come from. It don't matter what your former school of thought is. We just ask you to respectfully and respectively do it from a Black theology perspective. That means that whatever you call your God, whatever you call your creator, whatever you call your spiritual path, however you walk this life, that means that you must be able to see yourself in what you're doing and see your people in what you're doing. And certainly, if you identify with African spiritualities, whether it's from the Yoruba faith or from the Dogon faith or from whatever tradition that our people and tribes have, hell, certainly you should be a member of the new Black Panther Party. There is no way out, black man and woman. We've tried all kind of things. We've tried every other option and every other solution outside of being revolutionaries. We've tried every other option, every other solution, every other order of a tactic except going to war with the beast, except organizing for black power, except pushing your people towards freedom and not taking no compromise. The hell are we compromising for? Every time we compromise, we lose. Every time we say anything other than revolution is the solution, you lose. Every time you go along to get along and you ain't trying to rise up and do something for yourself, we lose. And so if you ain't working for black power, you working for white power. I don't care if your skin is as black as 150 million midnights. If you are not working for black power, you working for white power. Let me hold 1 second. The National Chairman's calling right now. I'm going to put some music on. We'll come right back. Hang tight.
Battling plans, a bad plan. I'm raw like cats from Afghanistan with gas in their hand from Philly to Pakistan. Fake packing the stands. You make all fake thugs start acting like stands. Don't ever make a move because you lacking a fan. I've been ill since I had a backpack full of cans. You see life pass by you in a blink of an eye. Thinking you fly will choke you in the sink till you die. You spit lava rap, so holler back if need be. You'll burn if you step. Believe me, come see me. I make you see moons.
Black power, yo. So listen, hey, that was the national chairman. He's calling in. He's calling in. Just touching base. And look, that was in case you didn't know, playing. That was Immortal Technique. If you have not got your latest Immortal Technique album, this is just a free plug for the comrade. Pick up the Third World from Immortal Technique. The brother is bringing it. He's not bought and paid for. He ain't in no hip-hop sorority. He ain't bought out by no Illuminati having to do things on a couch a man shouldn't do, a woman shouldn't do. This man is a free man kicking revolutionary lyrics, Immortal Technique. We hope to have him on the show here very soon. And so I'm just telling you all, for those who's your first time or your second time listening, if you have not made up in your mind to join the new Black Panther Party, quit waiting around. If you're already a member of the new Black Panther Party, then hell, hang tight. Hang tight and know that you're doing the best thing that you could be doing in this day and time. If Sister Harriet Tubman or any of our soldiers and ancestors from the past was walking with us right now, you already know they'd be rolling with the Panther Party. Party. They already know they be rolling in a revolutionary spirit. You already know they be down for the cause. So what do you look like in 2010 waiting around on some mystery to free you, and you know what the solution is? The solution is organization. Hey, the solution is getting and joining on with your own people and your own kind and rolling with the black nation, the white nation falling. Just look at it for what it is. The white nation is falling. The white nation is on its deathbed. It's on its way out. Just look at the news. The news is telling you what time it is in a subtle way. They drop it on you. They talking about the economic situation, the dollar not having no value. They can't keep no jobs over here. Everything got to be exported and this, that, and the other. And how they got to do this with unemployment because, you know what I mean? They're just letting you know in a subtle way. They're letting you know they don't have no work for you. They ain't got nothing for you. They can't even support their own. So what about you and my babies? Me and you just going to starve because of? We just going to starve because the white man can't do for himself? After he done already raped, robbed, and pillaged, and stole from Africa, and stole you, and stole me, and stole our history and our culture. Now, all of a sudden, the tracker can't do for himself? Brother and sister, it's time to get it together. Let me check here now and see if this is our national chairman, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, Black Power. Let's see if we can get him on here. Black Power, is your brother Chairman? 202-772, Black Power. Okay. That might not be the national. Yeah, he's calling in. So I'm just saying, since he's raped, robbed, stole, and pillaged, I'm just saying that he can't do for himself. What are you going to do for yourself? Rape, robbed, stole, and pillaged. What are you going to do for yourself? You going to wait around? We're going to wait another 400 years to get up and do something for ourselves? They're going to take us another 400 years? We're going to lose all these generations just because our babies suffering in the streets, the young G's don't got no role models, our women coming up without proper care and all this type of stuff? We're going to wait more generations? For what? For what? What are we waiting on? What are we waiting on? It's obvious. They just smoked another brother. Another brother got smoked in Oakland, California. Hopefully, this is the national chairman right here. Let me see it. Black Power.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Black Power, brother chairman.
Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir. I hear you loud and clear, sir. You're on the air.
All right. I'll let you go, and then you can bring me on, and we can go on forward.
Well, yes, sir. Brothers and sisters, this is your national chairman. This is the man who you heard about, who organized with Unity Nation, who was trained and mentored by the Black Power General, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, who rose through the ranks and became a national minister of justice and a national spokesman underneath the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, ultimately the national chairman. This is your brother, a soldier, the attorney at war, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Black Power, sir.
Black Power. Black Power. Assalamu alaikum. Hotep. Shalom. Shea Alafia Ni. Free the land. And black laws for all black people. Giving honor to God. And I bear witness that regardless to land, label, or language, that there is but one God. I bear witness that regardless to ritual, rite, or religion, that there is but one God. And whether you call that God Allah, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you call that God the Most High, whether you call that God Jehovah or Yahweh Eloha, whether you refer to that God as Amun or Amun-Ra or Atum or Ptah, we bear witness that regardless to the many names, labels, and languages, we bear witness that there is but one God. sisters and brothers, if we search the text of the Bible, we could find no other people fitting the description of the lost brother or the lost sister or the lost sheep than we, the 40 to 50 million or more mentally, morally, and spiritually dead black men and women here in the hells of North America. The Bible, which is a black history book from one cover to another, the Bible says that we have been lost, lost from our name, lost from our language, lost from our religion, lost from our culture, lost from our God, and many of us, by the way we act, we have even lost our mind. And so I will come tonight and thank that God. And I, like my father, will come and thank him for coming to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad to seek and to save, to find that which was lost, the black man and the black woman here in the hills of North America. And I thank that God for planting the seed and setting the environment and setting the climate for the rise of the black nation, and bear witness also to the divine inspiration of Reverend Nat Turner, Bishop Henry McNeil Turner, Marcus Mosiah Garvey, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Minister Malcolm X, all of the members of the original Black Panther Party, from Huey P. Newton to George Jackson, Eldridge Cleaver, yesterday and today, all of them. But again, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I want you to pay close attention tonight. I bear witness that a special divine man has come amongst us, a revolutionary black man who stood up and proclaimed to us that he was born to give the white man hell from the cradle to the grave. I speak of none other than my minister, my captain, and the man that continues to inspire me to this very second in this radio broadcast, Minister and Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. I bring you greetings from his national spokesman, because I was that yesterday and I am that today. I do not speak independently. I do not act independently. I come in the name of one, and I speak for one who have taught and trained me, and that I was baptized in the fire of revolution, struggle. And that is Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, my minister. Dear brothers and sisters, tonight I want you to pay very close attention. Turn your TVs down and turn your radios up, turn your computers up. I know the hour is late. I want you to pay very close attention tonight. And I want you to take a journey with me tonight and a few nights as we go forward, because I have come to a revelation. And that revelation is that I will no longer hide the truth under a bushel basket, and I will no longer deny that which should be taught simply because I don't want to offend a few. I cannot play politics with the lives of our people, nor can I play politics with myself and my own consciousness. Nor can I cut short or sell short what I have and what we have to offer the black nation simply because a few that are misguided don't understand or don't agree with it. Tonight would be what the Holy Quran calls the Al-Furqan. It will be a night of discrimination. Many of you will agree with me. Others of you will agree with me even more and more. And some of you will disagree with me and you will be angry. But I cannot play games with you. I must take charge of my post and all black nation property in view, and I must go by the 10-point program of the new Black Panther Party and stand up on that program, regardless to many of your opinions. I'm ready to challenge you on your opinions. My subject tonight is Minister Khalid Muhammad, spirituality, and countering the Republican attack on the new Black Panther Party. That's a lot of ground to cover. Many times I avoid the subject of religion. I avoid the subject of spirituality. And we teach organizing. We teach nationalism. We teach Pan-Africanism. We teach against the ills of society, the wrongs of the white man's world. And because there are so many different spiritual beliefs and religions, we tend to stay away from it. And I have fallen into that trap. I must agree with that. But I have to tell you, dear brothers and sisters, that I feel that I am selling you short and selling us short and certainly selling my own self short in what I have to offer when I cut out. And I deny the God that I believe in and the spiritual life and the spiritual teachings that I believe in and that I stand on. I feel like I'm not taking charge of my post and all black nation property in view. But I'm getting to the point right now where I'm going to stand up and teach what I was taught by my father, Minister Khalid Abdul Muhammad, because many of you only know him from a limited perspective. You know him as the chairman of the new Black Panther Party. You know him as a revolutionary, but you do not know the spiritual man. You have not traveled the spiritual journey over the hot burning sands with the man. So I don't give a damn whether you agree with me or not tonight. I know that my leader will approve of what I am about to teach you tonight. And so I will advise you to mature up and travel with me, because I'm not going to be turning around. You know, at the 20th year anniversary reunion of the Panther Party in Dallas, Texas, you should go and study that on New Black Panther TV, and soon it will be up on the website. That teaching is me. It was a spiritual teaching, and it is a teaching that deals with the Panther Party, the rise of a black messiah, and the spiritual role that the God has played in Malik Zulu Shabazz's life, Khalid Abdul Muhammad's life, and the rise of the new Black Panther Party. You should study that lecture. And you'll hear more of that tonight. For I'm going to teach and stand up on our 10-point program, and I'm not going to cut it short because some niggas are against Islam, or some niggas are against the proper and black African forms of Christianity. And because they are against the African forms of the teachings of the Hebrew Israelite nation, or because they might be goddamn crazy enough to deny the original root spiritual forms of the laws of Ma'at and the teachings of the gods of ancient Kemet, I'm here to tell you that the black man and the black woman and the African have been spiritual by nature and spiritual ever since civilization came into existence and ever since we birthed the planet. So whether you have given up on God or not, that's on you. But I'm not going to sit here and put some goddamn tape over my mouth and not speak up and speak out for the spiritual nature and the spiritual teachings of this mission and teach all politics, because that ain't working. You can't go out here and teach politics alone to black people and move this people who are a spiritual people rooted in the mold and the order of God, as I am taught by Khalid Muhammad. You can't go out there and teach them and you wonder why ain't nobody hardly listening. If you don't have a holistic teaching, if you don't have the 360 degrees of this thing, what is Pan-Africanism? What is black nationalism without a black liberation theology? What is the 10-point program? What is all of this running off at the mouth about without a black liberation theology, as Khalid Muhammad taught me, that will turn water into wine? Bear with me and buckle your seatbelts. Put some water on your face if you have to. I'm not going to be long, but I must be strong. I'm not going to carry this all night. I'm going to be out of here by 12:30, regardless to whom or what. You'll have to catch part two. I will take no questions. You will have to digest what I am saying here tonight. I am revisiting this and reexamining my approach because I'm noticing a lack of development in the membership, a lack of development amongst revolutionaries. And I believe strongly it is because the spiritual side of us has been neglected. The base of us as an African people, as a divine people, has been neglected. And therefore, the political results seem to come up short. Therefore, the results from the soldiers seem to come up short. All of you who are listening, allow me a chance to minister unto you. All of you who are listening, take this lecture tonight. Take this teaching tonight. Yes, take this sermon tonight from your brother, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, as an offering in the name of Khalid Abdul Muhammad, who we know was a spiritual man. Everybody I know who really knows Khalid Muhammad will tell you that his teachings while he was in the Nation of Islam were more refined, were more spiritual, and they were better than in his last days in the New Black Panther Party. I'm just going to tell it to you like it is. When Khalid Abdul Muhammad in his last days were with the New Black Panther Party, because he had to run around organizing and he had to deal with so many of the details of organizing and suffering to build the organization and also dealing with hurt, pain, and disappointment, pardon me, he had to cut short his ministry. He had to cut short the spiritual aspects of his teachings. And his teachings did not have the spiritual light or the intensity of the spiritual light that it had or the spiritual attractiveness. And there are reasons for that that are beyond his control, and I am able here to defend him. But I am here to tell you that without a black liberation theology, you're not going to have me. And without a black liberation theology, you are not going to have the masses of the people. The Holy Quran says, O messenger, deliver that which has been revealed to thee from your Lord. And if thou doest not, thou have not delivered the message. What you see of me and what you love of me is not of my own self, dear brothers and sisters. I am a human being. I am made of flesh and blood and bone and cell tissue, just like you. I am susceptible to be shot, to be jailed, imprisoned, or caught by any type of calamity, internally or externally. I am a human being from the earth and will return to the earth. Well, what makes me successful as the longest running chairman in the history of the Black Panther Party? What makes me successful that the United States government of America and the FBI and the Republican Party and the Counterintelligence Task Force have targeted me to get rid of me, yet I still humbly stand before you like a lamb amongst wolves? I'm here to tell you, you cannot tell me what it is. Only I can tell you, because only I can experience it and go through it. I'm here to tell you that there's a God on my side. And I come to you in the name of the God, the Black God. Now let's get further into it, because I know I'm stepping on some toes tonight, and I'm touching a sensitive topic. And others have said, we don't deal with religion, we don't deal with religion. Well, goddammit, I'm going to deal with religion tonight, and I'm going to damn anything else to the contrary. Black power, listen up and buckle your seatbelts. Point number one of the new Black Panther Party program. It says, we want freedom. We want the power to practice self-determination and to determine the destiny of the community of the Black nation. Point number one, as given to us by Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, it says, we believe in a high moral code of our ancestors. We believe in the truths of the Bible and Quran and other sacred texts and writings. We believe in Ma'at and the principles of Nguzo Saba. And we believe that Black people will not be able to be free until we are able to reach our divine destiny. He says our divine destiny, and ties everything we do as he gives us the program of the new Black Panther Party. He adds right in at the top, in the teaching on self-determination, the teaching on Black liberation theology. So therefore, I would be less than carrying out my duty if I did not address the spiritual and theological matters and allow some of you who misunderstand to drive me away. No, I cannot be driven away from this. He says here, Minister Khalid Muhammad, as he starts out in the 10-point platform, he says, we believe that Black people will not be able to be free until we are able to fulfill our divine destiny, meaning that our destiny is not just political. Our destiny is not just economic. Our destiny is not just to acquire a territory of our own, that all of it is in the divine mold and order of things from the beginning. That our struggle, our sojourn, our destiny is rooted in the hieroglyphics or the medunetur of the walls of what we call, of what is called the pyramids of ancient Kemet, and in the writings and in the teachings in the sacred tombs and in the holier of holies in the ancient land. that our destiny is written in the Bible. No, I'm not going to come up here and tell you to burn your Bibles and to throw out the Bible. Hell no, I'm not going to do that. I'd be deviating from that which I have been taught. I am taught that the Bible is a black history book from one cover to another. I am taught by Khalid Muhammad that the Bible, as he was taught by Louis Farrakhan, from the basis of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Farad Muhammad. I'm going to teach you on Elijah and Master Farad Muhammad tonight. Whether you like them two or not, you are going to learn the root of our father, and you will learn about him. Don't tell me you understand unless you know the man. You don't know nothing about Khalid Muhammad unless you know some Elijah Muhammad, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Master Farad Muhammad and what they have been teaching. And what was given to Khalid Abdul Muhammad as given from them two men through Minister Louis Farrakhan. Oh, yeah. He says all of this is spiritual. All of this is tied into our divine destiny. That our sojourn is written in the Bible. It is written in the laws of Maat. It is written in the teachings of our great spiritual leaders in ancient Kemet and the high priest. I don't want y'all to be embarrassed at your spiritual life and your spiritual beliefs anymore. I'm telling you, tonight we are going to have a healing. And we are going to get stronger, and we are going to come together as a family. All politics will not heal you. All revolutionary talk will not heal you. We got to get inside the core and the depth of the black man and the black woman. The core and the spiritual depths inside the soul of the individual member. Then you will see results. Other than that, we're just tapping on tombstones and the dead never arise. He teaches us in the 10-point program that we believe in the truths of the Bible and the Quran. What truths? That we are the seed of Abraham and we fulfill Genesis 15:13. That we are that seed, the black nation, that would be in a land and taken to a land that is not our own, and be amongst a strange people for over 400 years. That is not talking about the so-called Jew that is in Israel today. That is not talking about Netanyahu and the other so-called Jews that have stolen the birthright of black people and have robbed us of our birthright and have stolen the original parts of the original Holy Land, one of the Holy Lands, that land founded in peace called Jerusalem. It is not the so-called Jew, it is not the Zionist that have been in a land that amongst a strange people and suffered for over 400 years. They never were in bondage at all. We are the seed of Abraham according to the Bible. We are the chosen people of God. You can go and search all you want to. You can search in the ancient lands of Kemet, and you will not find facts and proof that any so-called Jews, and certainly no Caucasian Jews, were in bondage under a black pharaoh named Ramesses for 400 years. That is written in symbol and in metaphor and in prophecy. How the hell was Ramesses drowned in the Red Sea, and Ramesses died of old age up in his 90s. Think about that. Don't be fooled. We must have the truths of the Bible. If you don't know the truths of the Bible, well, let me help you out. From Khalid Abdul Muhammad. I can no way near about cover this subject in one night. I'm going to touch on a few things, and I will be back. And when I got a black liberation theology to teach, brothers and sisters, I'll be back and back more often. You see, I can run out of gas trying to teach you organizing. I can run out of gas teaching you politics. But the God that I serve is from the beginning to the end, and his wisdom is so heavy and so deep, I can go on and on. We are that seed of Abraham. The original Jew is a black Jew. Yes, there was a Moses that existed, or a Musa that existed. And whether you believe or not that he went up into the caves and hills of Europe to civilize the Caucasian, or that he was a rebel priest from the monotheistic teachings of Akhenaten, he did exist. But the story that you read in the Bible is altogether twisted, brothers and sisters. However Moses existed, he did not need no 400,000 or 700,000 out of bondage, out from Egypt. The Egypt that the Bible is talking about is the United States of America. And this is that Pharaoh that have set himself up on the mall, as I sit right here now overlooking the mall, to deliver this message to you. This is the one that is the fulfillment of prophecy of the wannabe Pharaoh who have laid out his mall like a Masonic lodge, laid out his mall like ancient Kemet, and have taken the obelisk of the original people, of the Kemetics, of the black man and the black woman, the gods and the goddesses, and taken the obelisk and made it and increased it in size to his Washington Monument and laid it out over his reflecting pool on the mall, which is like the reflecting pools in ancient Kemet, and has Abraham Lincoln sitting up there like the pharaohs of Kemet that are sitting in the holies of holies. Think about it. And we are the ones that will fulfill and are fulfilled and must fulfill the prophecies of a people who was robbed and spoiled and taken to a land that is not our own. Let me move a little bit further. I'm just dealing with you on certain points. I'm talking about we believe in the truths of the Bible. And all of those who are ministers and teachers that are out there under this program, I need you to take note of this teaching. I need you to run the tape back. And I need you to study these teachings so that you will be able to spiritually nourish the people. We need a cadre of ministers in the new Black Panther Party. We need a cadre of teachers that know how to teach black liberation theology in conjunction with the nationalism and Pan-Africanism, and in a holistic way, bring it all together. And so to the Muslim, I don't want nobody to be confused, to the Muslim who is listening, whether or not you are a Sunni Muslim, whether or not you are a Shia Muslim, whether or not you are Ahmadiyya Muslim, whether or not you're a Nation of Islam under Louis Farrakhan, Nation of Islam used to be Farrakhan, Nation of Islam Silas Muhammad, Nation of Islam Prepared One, Nation of Islam Son of Man, Nation of Islam John Muhammad, Levi Kareem, Nation of Islam, just Elijah Muhammad. A Muslim is a Muslim. Think about it. You're welcome here. I am going to meet you head on tonight, and when I come back on Monday, I'm going to meet you head on. I am not going to deduct the spiritual topics, and I know that which will root black people into this mission. If you are a Christian, you are my brother and my sister, as I am taught by Khalid Abdul Muhammad. He used to get on me when I would try to put the Muslim so much over the Christian, because he understands that all of the religions are rooted in the original black man and black woman, and all of the spiritual practices are rooted in Africa and the original teachings of the black man and the black woman. And so I will say, on a surface level, to the brothers and sisters who are believers in Christ, as long as you're not following a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, pale-skinned, buttermilk complexion cracker Christ, as Khalid Muhammad taught, as long as you are following a black Lord, a black Redeemer, a black Savior, who Revelation say hair like lamb's wool and feet like fine brass burned in an oven, whose body like beryl and like jasper, a black Lord, a black Savior, a black Redeemer, if you can accept that, then brothers and sisters who are black Baptists, black Methodists, black Church of God, black Church of God in Christ, under Christ, around Christ, or no Christ, you are my friend. You are my brother and my sister. I am here tonight to tie the bind between religion and revolution, between the tie that binds between spirituality and struggle, the tie that binds between faith and the freedom fight. And I do this on the eve of the attack by those that are now controlling at least half of the United States government, because I do not go into this battle depending on human beings. I don't go into this battle dependent on some other leader of another organization to have a news conference or to offer me some support. If I did that, I would fall down. I would never get up. I love all of you, dear brothers and sisters, in the New Black Panther Party and in the Black Nationalist Movement, but to be honest, I don't go into this battle depending on you. I must rely on my Lord. I must rely on my God. I am trying to be a proper Muslim. And I'm a Muslim. And I'm not going to say I'm other than that just to please somebody. But what does that mean? Islam means to enter into peace. And you have the root word in there, salam, which means peace. It's a contraction. It means peace. And Islam means to enter into peace. You give the greeting to the brother or the sister, you say, assalamu alaikum. Or you say, assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But right in there in the as-salam is the salam again. Peace be unto you. You can go on, the mercy and the blessings of Allah, but I want you to focus on the word salam. Peace. You're in the 5% nation. You're saying peace, God. Jesus came amongst us, or Yahshua, he came amongst us saying peace. You study ancient Kemet, you say Hotep. Hotep means peace. When one say he is a Muslim, he means he is a doer of peace. All of it is tied in to the spirituality of African people. It is no difference and no distinction. I go amongst the Christians. I go amongst the Hebrews that got sense. I go amongst the Kemetic peoples, of which I am one, or the African-centered peoples who are all about Africa and African spirituality, or the Yoruba practitioners, or the Akan practitioners. And I can get along just fine. I hold up one finger like Khalid Abdul Muhammad and say, one God. If you say it, Oludumare, Obatullah, Shango, either you're talking about the one God or the attributes of the one God. I don't care what has been done wrong in the name of religion, what violence, what oppression, and how the white man has twisted and misused religion. I'm here to tell you from the teachings of Khalid Abdul Muhammad that we are not going to throw out the word of God and give up a black liberation theology because the devil has made mischief with this word. Let me walk a little bit further, because as you see, I can go on this. It's already right now. What time is it? It's midnight, and I'm not going to go on but a half hour. I'm going to give you an appetizer tonight, and I want you to come back and join me on Monday night and to bring your friends and your family around the radio and to listen what we have to say, because many are confused that the New Black Panther Party is not spiritual. And that is wrong. And I'm going to show you in the course of this series that the spiritual man is the stronger man. The spiritual woman is the stronger woman. And you're not going to get through this unless you understand what we call jihad. Which is to struggle and to strive in the will of God. Again, I am not depending on some little leader to defend us and to defend me. I thank my lawyers. I thank Attorney Gregory L. Latimer, Attorney Donald M. Temple. I have some of the best lawyers in the United States of America. But I can't depend on them to keep me from the fate of Mumia, locked behind bars, set for execution. I can't just depend on them or these other leaders, nor can I depend on you, dear brothers and sisters. I have to depend on my Lord. And whether you say I'm crazy or not, for depending on my God and my spiritual values, that's exactly where I'll be from here on out. To a Hebrew, brother and sister, you are my brother as long as you ain't crazy as hell. I'm a black Hebrew too. I'm not playing when you see me debating these crackers on TV and they say that I'm anti-Semitic. And I say, no, I am the original Jew. And the original Hebrew from Abraham and Moses. I am an African. And that faith comes out of Africa. It is an African faith. And the principles of it are rooted in Africa. The principles of the Ten Commandments are rooted in the 42 negative confessions and the laws of Maat. The principles that are found and the stories, really, and almost line for line and word for word as you read the book of Psalms, coming right up out of the walls of the Metuneter of ancient Kemet, is rooted in Africa. And the founding members of that faith are Africans. So I'm well embraced, and I feel very warm amongst the black Hebrews, the black Christians, and the black Muslims. Isn't that what we want when we say black unity? Isn't one of the founding guideline principles of black nationalism black unity? Well, how are you going to have unity unless you have a teaching, a science, and a way to pull everybody together? You say, Harambe, let us all pull together. But you have to have a way, a method, a methodology, a teaching to be able to pull them together. Let's take it a little bit further. My teacher taught me that he did not want and was not looking for a pie in the sky after he dies, but he wanted something sound on the ground while he was still around. And he taught that he wanted for black people, not a pie in the sky after we die, but something sound on the ground while he was still around. You say, well, I disagree with Khalid Muhammad on the religious question. Well, then you have to disagree with Khalid Muhammad altogether. If you disagree with this, you disagree with Bishop Henry McNeil Turner, who said God is black, and if God is on the side of the oppressed, and if God ain't on the side of the oppressed, he ain't God at all. If you disagree with me tonight, you have to disagree with Bishop Henry McNeil Turner. I'm in line tonight with Nat Turner. If you disagree with me, you disagree with Nat Turner. Nat Turner was a preacher up out of the Old Testament. Nat Turner read in the Old Testament in Exodus 21, would say, he who stealeth a man, and he who selleth that man, and if he be caught with that man in his hand, he will surely be put to death. Well, we have been stolen by the white man of America. We have been sold by the white man of America. And we are in the white man's hands under his rules and laws and constitution of America. We are in his hands. And so the white man is busted by God for having the black man and woman in his hands after having stolen and stolen the black man, and therefore the death sentence is on America, and the death sentence is on white America for the crimes committed against black people. Now that's the kind of religion I can deal with. That's the kind of religion I can vibe with. That's the kind of religion that Nat Turner practices. And Nat Turner, based on his religious and spiritual beliefs, took up the sword and started killing devils. Nat Turner was cutting white throats and killing white folks. You cannot deny what I'm teaching tonight before, because it is in tune and in line with the teachings of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Marcus Mosiah Garvey was a Pan-Africanist. He was a nationalist, but he was a spiritual man. And he taught of a black Christ, a black Mary, a black angels, and he taught of a black Holy Ghost. And you can say hallelujah to that. He taught of a black Christ, a black angels, a black Holy Ghost. And Marcus Garvey was a spiritual man. And he was able to teach in a very spiritual way that gave respect to Muslims. Why? He was taught by a Muslim named Deuce Muhammad Ali. Somebody say Amin Ra out there. I need you to pay close attention, man. I'm coming to you in your own personal life, and let me lay this out for a minute. In the way that God has given it to me, I've tried to prepare this, and it's been hard to really lay it out. I have to give it to me, give it to you in the spirit of which is coming to me. I'm in line and in tune, and Black liberation theology, if you will teach it, and you will teach it in a way that will unite our people, you're in line with Nat Turner, in line with Bishop Henry McNeil Turner, in line with Martin Delaney. These are the founders of Black nationalism, in case you ain't read up on it. In line with Marcus Mosiah Garvey, the great-grandfather of Black nationalism. You know you're in line with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And you're definitely in line with Minister Malcolm X. I'll leave Elijah out of it since you just say he's a Muslim and a religious man. I'll come back to him in a moment. Malcolm X was a Muslim. You were the RBG. You're the red, black, and green. Well, he's the prophet of all black nationalism. He's the big man of it all. And Khalid Muhammad was nothing more than a modern Malcolm. And I'm just like a little Malcolm in your midst. But he's the prophet of all black nationalists, and he is a Muslim. Yes, he's about the organization of all African unity. That's because he got sense. But you cannot deny that he was a spiritual man. And the picture you see of Minister Malcolm X sitting in the masala, or sitting in the prayer room of the masjid or the mosque of Allah, you must know that his entire journey was a spiritual journey. It wasn't just political. Everything spins off of the spiritual, the political, the revolutionary. All of that comes from the spiritual base. And so I think it's quite evident that we are on solid spiritual ground. For those of you who follow the Black Panther Party, follow Huey P. Newton and others, I need you to take note that many of the Black Panther Party members of today have converted to Islam. The Ruwa bin Wahad is as Black Panther as you can get. He is as Black Panther as you can get. He is a staunch Muslim. I'm not pushing Islam over anything. I'm pushing spirituality. Huey P. Newton said that when the Black Panthers left the church, that's when much of their demise happened, when they left their connection with the church. And so having now established that amongst the black nationalists and the Pan-Africanists, I don't even need to talk about Sekou Touré, the revolutionary leader of Guinea. He happened to be a spiritual man also. I could go back into depth on these men, but I'm laying out the foundation of our Father so you will be comfortable. And you won't have to hide your faith under a bushel basket because of a few disbelievers, some of them working with the U.S. government, who desire to short-circuit what we are trying to build here. Yeah, I'm talking to you in a different kind of way tonight. I know I have to get down and try to teach you. I cannot assume you're going to just jump up and join the movement, join the Panther Party. I cannot assume you're just going to jump up and move out on instructions, be here and be there and perform miracles when I have not addressed your spiritual state, when I have not gotten deep into your mind. Now, I've talked about us in the Bible, in Scripture. I've given you references to the spiritual men of the nationalist faith, so you will have something to relate to. But let me deal with you now in your own personal life. So you don't have to go out to church to try to find a spiritual message that will be able to heal you in the problems and vicissitudes in your life. And if you follow him out of the mosque or the masjid, I can give you, and we will be able to give you, but me, because I'm doing the talking now, will be able to give you. But I've covered all of the bases before I come to this point. I'm talking again to all of the Muslims. I love you. And no matter what, who you say you following in Islam, I can meet you right where you are. If you're following Ali and you say you're a Shia Muslim, I'm right where you are. And any suckers that are out there criticizing me meeting for Ahmadinejad, I'm going to get at you in this lecture series. I may not get at you tonight, but I will get at you. Because none of y'all are blacker than me. I'll get at you on that later. I'm going to stay on my subject. All forms of Islam and all Muslims, I can come amongst you and speak your language, even though to the masses it look like you're the Tower of Babel and speaking in many different tongues. I can speak in tongues, and I ain't talking habla babla shabla humbla. Humbla humbla shabla humbla humbla ba. Hell no. I'm speaking in tongues to you right now. And speaking to you the various tongues and the dialects of the black nation and under the laws of Harambe or Umoja, pulling together and Umoja, the unity, bringing it all together. If you're a 5%er, peace, God, I'm right at you. Dealing with the nature of the black man. The God nature of the black man and the goddess nature of the black woman. You ain't just an earth, you're more than that. You're a goddess. But if you're with the Father, I'm right with you. And in the course of this lecture series, we're going to touch on the lessons. I'm going to stop holding back teaching on the lessons that are applicable to us. I talked about the Christian family. I'm right with you. I'm with the Christ and the Crusher. The Christ that comes to crush the rule of the wicked, the black Messiah. The black Messiah that J. Edgar Hoover feared, huh? That old Gay Edgar fears. The one that old Tyler Ferry fears. The Hebrew Israelites. If you got some sense, I can talk to you, too. If you're talking crazy, I'm going to stay away from you, or I'm going to get out there and kick your ass myself in the streets if you get to keep talking so goddamn crazy. But those of you who got sense, I'm with you. I can talk that talk all day, the 12 tribes and all. I'm going to take you into Deuteronomy and all of that, Exodus, Deuteronomy, and all of the major important books that are pertinent to our struggle. Now, if you're into Rastafari, well, I got you covered because I got the Old Testament too. And if you're a follower of the Honorable Haile Selassie, well, there's some black Messiah in him too. And we can talk all day, brethren. And we're going to go deeper into the Old Testament. Yes, I am. I'm going to stop holding back and just teach all politics and current events. This is a spiritual journey, and we're waging spiritual warfare. And so those of you who are Yoruba, those of you who are Akan, those of you who are in traditional African faiths, I'm right with you too. Those of you who are Vodun, I'm not going to say I'm going to get out here and do everything you do, but I will give you, I can relate to you and give you a higher overstanding as we move up to a higher level, away really from religion and into spiritual matters. What is spirituality? What is spirituality? We use the word a lot, but what does it really mean? One of the definitions of spirituality means that it refers to the ultimate immaterial reality, that it refers to the ultimate or the ultimate immaterial reality, and that spirituality is an inner path enabling a person to discover the essence of their being. Think about that. It's an inner path enabling a person to discover the essence of their being or the deepest values and meanings of which people live by. It didn't necessarily say that spirituality is everybody's path and that if all black people won't do it, that your spirituality dies. That at a basic root of it, that this is a connection between you and your creator and your inter-God consciousness that you got to grab onto whether the brother or sister next to you perform or not. Whether those around you fulfill prophecy, fulfill destiny, fulfill being the seed of Abraham, fulfill being God's chosen people, whether the mosque is acting right, whether the rest of those in your chapter are acting right, that your spirituality still is at stake and cannot be affected by what somebody else does because this is an inner path. Think about what I'm saying. That this inner path of spirituality, I'm talking on spirituality now. My subject for those who have joined late is Khalid Muhammad, Minister Khalid Muhammad. Take note of that, minister. You want to say doctor all the time, but how about minister? He told me in his last days, called me minister because people were disrespecting the doctor. Think about it. And he was relying only on his Lord in the last days. Again, spirituality is intended. My subject, again, is Minister Khalid Muhammad, spirituality and countering the Republican attack on the new Black Panther Party. You say, I want to hear about these Republicans. You're going to have to wait. Because if you don't get a grasp on what I'm putting in you right now, this cracker is going to mow you over. This cracker will stomp on you. This white man is nothing to be played with going around talking about I'm fighting the white man. Please. You better be willing to die and kill and give up everything if you want to get free here. So I got to root you into that which is eternal. I have to root you into that which is unmovable, unshakable, that which is rooted in the ancestors. I have to root you into that which you are willing to give up your life for. Think about what I'm saying. Now, this inner path of spirituality is a spiritual practice. This is how you get to it. Spiritual practice, meditation, prayer, communion, contemplation, and communication. That sounds familiar. It sounds like you're listening to Khalid Muhammad speaking in Muhammad's Mosque 27 on the subject of the God within, the leader within, and the God within. And he teaches you on prayer. Now I'm back to it. Prayer and spiritual practice, how you develop your spirituality. How do you develop it? Through meditation, through prayer, through communion, contemplation, and communication. And Khalid Muhammad taught in that lecture focus and concentration. Now let's stop for a minute. That these practices of meditation and prayer are intended to develop an individual's inner life, and that these practices, I'm giving you the definition of spirituality and how to get there, that these practices of spiritual practices of meditation and prayer, communication, contemplation, and communication are intended to develop an individual's inner life. I'm talking to you as an individual. And that these spiritual practices often lead to experience of connection to a larger reality and yield a more comprehensive self and comprehensive relationship with other individuals or the human community, or what I will tell you, the black community. Think about what I'm saying. As I talk to you about your individual spirituality, know that it will lead to a better bond, a better communication, a better relationship with your family, with your mate, with your chapter, with your officers, with the black community, with other leadership, and us inside of the black nation, and really the whole human family. And I'm not speaking about the Caucasian, who is not a member of this spiritual human family. Don't even try that with me tonight. But the black, the brown, the red, and the yellow have a common spiritual bond and have the essence of the melanin within their genetic makeup and have the pineal gland. Let the black church say amen. Now look, I'm not going to go all into that tonight, but I'm going to back up for a minute and talk about prayer. I know I'm teaching a different kind of teaching tonight. I know I've won some of you. I know some of you are enlightened. I know some of you are enlivened. And I know some of you are pissed off. But guess what? I can teach this teaching on a spiritual level all day, all night. That's what motivates me. That's what gets me in and out of New York, gets me in and out of Philadelphia. That's who I take when I go up to do these interviews and I'm tackling this white man. I'm going to my prayer mat. That's what keeps me in the fight. That's what kept Khalid Muhammad in the fight, Malcolm in the fight. The strong parts you've seen out of Minister Louis Farrakhan, the strongest of Farrakhan, that's a spiritual Farrakhan. Now, when we talk about the meditation and the prayer, I don't want you to think that when you see, in this example, Muslims making what they call the salah and making the positions of prostration down to their heads and their noses and their knees, on their head, hands, and knees with their noses touching the prayer mat and making the salat and making it as obligated 5 times per day. In the Fajr, in the Zuhr, in the Asr, in the Maghrib, in the Isha, in the night. I don't want you to think that you are following some Arab religion. I am not telling you to follow Arabs at all. You are the true Arab, the black Arab, which existed long before the pale Arab came on the scene and, as Chancellor Williams teaches us, changed the Holy Land from black to brown, to white. I used to try to tease Khalid Abdul Muhammad in private. I would say, well, if you're so black, Khalid Muhammad, why do you have an Arab name? Muhammad. And he would get right off into teaching me of the black Arab and the black Muhammad, and that Prophet Muhammad, Nabi Allah, the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was from a black tribe of Arabia. And that even before Muhammad and what we call contemporary Islam, you go back into ancient Arabia. Now, this is one thing I agree with Dr. Wesley Muhammad on. I agree with him on a lot, but I really agree with him here. You go back into black Arabia, and you go back into other cultures and civilizations that predated that which you call Islam, where they were worshiping the one God, black Arabia, and the black Arab, and Muhammad before Islam. The true Arab is a black Arab. And all of those areas are what we call Africa, separated by a man-made ditch called the Suez Canal, otherwise known as parts of Asia. For those of you who refer to the planet as Asiatic, or the Asiatic black man. I'm not going all into the geography, the anthropology, and the linguistics tonight. I'm going to stay right on the spiritual aspect of prayer, but I want you to know that when you are praying, and when those of you who are making the salah and making those forms of meditation and communication, that you are right in with your ancient Kemetic ancestors who bowed down on their head, hands, and knees long before Muhammad was a thought in his mother's eye, long before he was a clot in his mother's womb, we bowed down on our head, hands, and knees and made obeisance to the one God. And whether we call that God Amun or Amun-Ra or Atum or Ptah, I don't care what they say, in ancient Kemet they taught and believed in the one God. And these practices can be found and rooted in ancient Kemet. I'm not going to go all over tonight the root of Islam in Kemet and ancient Africa, because I want to keep you focused right now on the spiritual practices and how to develop your spirituality and to become stronger. And so you don't be so goddamn negative all the time. Some of you are just so damn negative, or negative, N-I-G-G-A-T-I-V-E, just a negative, negative, negative. You're always complaining, you're always moaning, you're always attacking somebody else, and you're negative. Yes, we have to be dissatisfied. Of course we're dissatisfied with certain things. There ain't no doubt about it. You can't be a revolutionary and not be dissatisfied. Dissatisfaction, as the most honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches the black nation, is the mother of change. But where is your positivity? Where is your metaphysical mind? Where is your attractive power to bring people up to life? You're always negative. You're going around grumpy, angry, mad all the time. You need to get your life together. And when I get in my time, I get in my moods too. I be mad. I get to cussing y'all out. I have to go pray. I need some meditation. I need some prayer. I need some communion. We need time to go and talk to the God within, the God consciousness within, not out in space, though there is a universal power, a universal truth, a universal force of life, that none of this that which we see, sun, moon, star, and planet, would exist and continue to exist in such a delicate balance if there was not a divine power that upholds it. Meditation is fine. Prayer is fine. Find your inner self. Find time to withdraw from the world and go into a room by yourself, away from everybody, and commune in your own way and deal with the problems and issues that life may confront. I can't sit up here in front like y'all are going to carry out a hell of a political mission and you got things going on in your lives that are troubling you. We have to speak to that. You may have problems with your health and in your own life, and you need some soothing to your soul, and you need a God. You need a spiritual life. You need a God consciousness that you can pray to that will relax your mind, relax your body, relax your high blood pressure, relax your cravings for that which is giving you diabetes. Relax you from that which is stressing you out. Huh? If all of that is stressing you out, how the hell are you going to be a hell of a soldier in the liberation movement in the new Black Panther Party and we all spiritually screwed up? Take time, brothers and sisters, to pray. Take time to meditate. Take time to do your yoga. Take time to contemplate. I'm right in tune with the ancients when I'm telling you about contemplation, all of the great builders of Black civilization. I'm talking not only from ancient Kemet, I'm talking about Mansa Musa, I'm talking about all of the great leaders of West Africa. These are praying, meditating, contemplating men and women. Take time. So we can renew ourselves, dear brothers and sisters. These spiritual practices, again, I'm talking on spirituality now, are intended to develop an individual's inner life. Such practices also lead to experience of connectedness to a larger reality. I know that you feel sometimes, and I know that I feel often, that there is a larger reality. That's why you're in this movement. You feel like there's something bigger than just being a nigger. That there's something bigger than you just getting a job and taking care of your family. That there's something bigger for us as a people. Because that's your divine destiny tapping you on your shoulder and tapping you on your God consciousness. That there's a divine destiny that have brought you into this mission. But we have to take time to cultivate it. We have to take time to nourish it. And so, once again, it's all right with me, brothers and sisters. I'm going to encourage you to pray. You pray in the manner that you achieve, that best suits you. You pray in the manner that best suits you or that you can learn from, but by all means, meditate. By all means, quiet your soul. By all means, contemplate and talk to the God within, to the Goddess within. I know that you're dealing with problems in your life. We all have these problems. Some of you are out there dealing with issues with your children. Some of you don't have control of your children, and you're frustrated with your mothers of your children or the fathers of your children, or frustrated with the pace of development with your children. Some of you have fallen out of touch with your daughters and your sons over years and times, and you're frustrated. You need a spiritual healing so you can be a better soldier. Some of you are frustrated in your family life, frustrated with your fathers, frustrated with your mothers. And if they're not here on the scene, you left and they left the planet frustrated. There's a healing that's needed inside of this organization. I'm talking to the members. I know what I'm talking about. And so my simple message to you tonight as we deal with spirituality, and I'll deal with it further, is that it's all right to embrace your God. It's all right. It is quite all right. Dear brothers and sisters, I'm not going to preach any further tonight. And I don't want no more talk to go on the radio tonight. I'm not going to answer questions. I'm going to pick up on this on Monday night, right back here on this point on spirituality. And if you will join with me next week, I'm going to come back and show you how the spiritual warrior, Khalid Muhammad, where he comes from, where his name comes from, how he was raised spiritually, who his spiritual father is and what was taught to him. I'm going to teach you on the spiritual teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, on God and the devil and a nation of our own, and teach you on Master Farad Muhammad, a Wali, a protecting friend who came to seek and save that which was lost. I'm going to open up now and just teach and let the chips fall where it may. But I'm not going to throw my ministry down. Mm-mm. Not with this battle facing. Not with this devil doing what he's about to do. Not with this modern-day Nebuchadnezzar, this modern-day Beelzebub on the scene. I'm going to be like Daniel. And I'm holding on to my God. And I advise us to bond together as one spiritual family, regardless to land, label, or language. There is but one God. Regardless to land, label, or language, there is but one God. Dear brothers and sisters, I am not going to take you any steps further. I ask that you take this tape tonight and you play it back in the privacy of your own home. Play it back on your iPod. Play it back in your car. Post it on your Facebook sites. Spread it around. And spread this around. Am I still on?
Yes, sir. You're still on, Brother Jim.
I thank you for tolerating me tonight. And to spread this message around as we gear up for the fight. If you like what I've been teaching here tonight, I want you to text. Text only. Do not call. Text. Area code 502-299-8530. 502-299-8530, or you can email me at shabazzlawoffice@yahoo.com, shabazzlawoffice@yahoo.com, if you are in agreement or you would like to give your opinion on this lecture. Or you can Facebook me and let me know what time it is, but I am not conducting no poll. I will not be turning around. I'm going to stand up on the 10-point program of the new Black Panther Party. We want freedom, point number one. We want freedom. We want the power to practice self-determination and to determine the destiny of the community of the black nation. We believe in the high moral code of our ancestors. We believe in the truths of the Bible and Quran and other sacred texts and writings. We believe in Ma'at, Nguzos, and the principles of Nguzo Saba. And we believe, we who say we in the Panther Party, we believe that black people will not be able to be free until we determine we fulfill our divine destiny. We are a divine people, and you are a divine black man and a black woman rooted in the divinity of the nature of the Creator himself and in the nature of the ancients. And so I leave you right now, and I will pick up with you Monday. I will not be back on Saturday, but I will be back on Monday. Call everybody around the radio as we deal with the subject of Khalid Muhammad, Minister Khalid Muhammad, spirituality, and countering the Republican attack on the new Black Panther Party. I thank you for listening to me. As I leave you, Black Power, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom, Hotep, free the land, praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition.
Black Power. Black Power, my family, there you have it. That is the national chairman of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, making it plain. Making it plain that we're standing up on the 10-point platform of the new Black Panther Party, regardless to whom or what, and it's time to roll. If you like what you heard, as he said, you can email us at either nbpphq@yahoo.com, or you can email him directly. He gave out a direct email at shabazzlawoffice@yahoo.com, shabazzlawoffice@yahoo.com. Find us on Facebook as well. Either him at Malik Shabazz on Facebook, myself, Sean Kwali on Facebook. We out here. The point is, brothers and sisters, we got to get free. So we don't want to belabor the point. I want you to definitely join us for the next show. The next show will be this Saturday. This Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then he'll be black on. He'll be black on again for another dose. He's going off into the Republican side of the lecture this coming Monday. And so tune in, pull everybody to the radio, all new Black Panther Party members and general membership and the Vanguard. Get yourselves around the radio, around the computer, around the laptop, and all the brothers and sisters that are in the Black Power movement. Let's unify under one voice, under one command, and move out for black freedom. Love you all, and definitely we leave you as we came with Black Power.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned, everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, it's a war that until the basic human rights or equality guaranteed to all without regard to race. It is a war that until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, by human bondage have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Is a war. War in the east, war in the west, war up north, war down south. War, war, rumors of a war, and until that
Battling plans, a bad plan. I'm wrong like cats from Afghanistan. With gats in their hand from Philly to Pakistan. Fake packing the stands. You make all fake thugs start acting like stands. You'll never make a move cause you lacking a fan. I've been ill since I had a backpack full of cans. You see life pass by you in a blink of an eye. Thinking you fly will choke you in the sink till you die. You spit lava rap, so holler back if need be. You'll burn if you step, believe me. Come see me. I make you see moons in the break of day. And make sure that your body's going to start to decay. Dog. It's gruesome, I had to add my 2 cents. The next movement in rap gets too tense. Out of space, nigga, and we demand we eat. And if not, we gon' leave a bloodbath in the street, nigga.
They asking, it's 30 spoils of war. Such spoils are the disposal of God and the apostles. So beg God and keep straight the relations between yourselves. Obey God and his apostles if ye do believe.
I'm a maniac. You need to watch who you roll with. You in a land of stars when the block isn't over. Swap rock with my hand. My palms is enormous. Flow the hot lava that I drop when I scorch it. Dropping candy wrappers to get chopped up and snorted. Newborn kids to get chopped up and boarded. Planet war child when we pop up recorded. Committing riot acts so we constantly torture. Illest quarter rock thought process is morbid. Equip the slaughter block, you get the picture of portrait. If it ain't monetary, what's your reason for touring? All that shit you pop, to be honest, is boring. Been rocking the mic since before it's recorded. You need to sit back and let your conscience absorb this. Before you ship your demo to them dudes in the office, come test your skills for real in House Fortress.
I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, so that no wind was low on the earth, or on the sea, or on any creek. I saw another angel ascend from the sunrise, having the seal of the living God. He cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to harm the earth and the sea.
Immortal technique, I live life strangling death. I walk through the land where the fallen angel is kept. But I would never bow down to a pagan habit, like Roman gods that were faggots named after the planets. The connotations of revelations taken for granted. Mark of the beast, government, microchips implanted. I'll be branded a maniac for speaking the truth. And I'll be murdered as soon as I hit the street with the proof. Illuminati trying to raise the devil at any cost. They probably clone Jesus with the blood off of the cross. And I know that it's the same motherfuckers I see that genetically engineered HIV, controlling the population according to mathematics generated by Masons and the military industry, sponsoring terror, creating a profit margin that'll last forever. The Crusades of Vietnam stand blasted together, and you believe in whatever, even a federal promise. But the spawn of Shaitan can never be honest. The poor people pay homage and pray to a God that the Vatican themselves don't really believe in, because they'd rather worship money and the physical demons without biblical reason or execute them for treason. I don't need an alibi. Cause my place in history is the Book of Malachi, motherfucker. Yeah, Immortal Technique, Harlem, New York, and North Philly. The angels of death are here, you motherfucker. I'ma turn your cities to salt, nigga. Y'all ain't shit, and none of you people is shit. None of your children is shit. They all be dead tomorrow, fake motherfuckers. What? Yeah, you're done, nigga.
But I would urge Mr. Shabazz to stay the hell out of Cincinnati. Cincinnati can solve Cincinnati's problems, and all he's going to do is come here and torment a race riot. I heard you on Cincinnati Radio, one of our competitors of the black radio station, and you were very incendiary, and 2 days later, all hell breaks loose. I would urge and pray to God, Mr. Shabazz, that you stay out of Cincinnati because we can solve our own problems here.